Most of central and northern New York is seeing a break from the bitterly cold temperatures that have gripped the region for the last several weeks. But with those warmer temperatures comes the possibility of ice jams and flooding. WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports.
Ice jams affected parts of the region last month, closing down portions of I-81 and making travel dangerous and difficult. That could happen again later this week as temperatures are expected to rise. In the Mohawk Valley, Jim Piccolo with the Department of Transportation says workers are doing their best to keep an eye on rivers known to flood and are taking precautions to prevent flooding from occurring.
Really, there's not too much we can do. Again, you know, with the freezing temperatures of the snow that's out there, but as what we do is we monitor it, and particularly the ones that give us some problems. And that's what our guys will be doing, and we'll have crews ready. As we see stuff building up, we'll take precaution to, start trying to break that ice jam up.
Temperatures throughout central and northern New York are expected to rise into the 40s through Saturday, and overnight, Thursday, will remain above freezing. I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.